Oh man, the final episode of ReZero season 2. Okay, episode 13 was the outcome of it, and until January of 2021, that is when season 2 will carry on from episode 13 until the ending of the series. Now, we get back into the introduction of the witches. I see Subaru still going through a problematic situation of him not knowing what to do and him needing help, but he still feels as though Echidna hasn't given him the best option, and the witches that are surrounding him aren't really helping him much to determine what kind of future he would want for himself. The only thing that Subaru knows is that he has the power of return by death, and every time he dies, he gets to reset and help everyone else carry on within that present. Now, the whole gist of the witches being there was basically to let Subaru understand that he is of worth. Okay, he shouldn't want to feel so easy in killing himself just so he can reset. He is as important as the next character in the story. Just because he doesn't have any other power besides return by death doesn't mean that he is not going to leave some form of pain slash hurt. And this is the language that Emilia, also known as Setella, was trying to help Subaru to understand. The other witches, as well as Emilia, also helped Subaru to pull him back from death, which was the last option that he decided to go with due to him not knowing what to do and killing himself and just cowering like a child just because he likes to bear all the pain and suffering on his shoulders. I like the witches in this part of the series because I thought the witches would be all evil. And to be honest, the only person we could actually officially say is evil is Echidna. This is mainly because she didn't allow Subaru to be of acceptance anymore towards the trial, and she's just someone that we know as out of all the witches to be very manipulative. All the witches hadn't really decided to take Subaru's side in terms of how he feels, but they really did understand where he was coming from, because being someone who's decided to take on the pain and the suffering on themselves makes things harder for one person to really try and like open up their heart to others and trying to stay alive in that present world. Towards the ending of the encounter of the witches, I really liked how one of the witches, right, who broke Subaru into pieces, saw Subaru crying and she got mad. It kind of shows that the witches, they're not all bad people, do you know what I mean? Like, yes, they've done some bad things in the world that they were living in the past, but you know, they've all got hearts, especially Minerva. I love how Minerva was trying to help Subaru even when he killed himself, because she wouldn't allow death to be around her, to be surrounded by. She's such a positive person, and I really do appreciate, of all the witches, I've got to appreciate Minerva because she's just so heartwarming. Like, she really, really is about the goodness of people and others, as well as just life in general. So I like Minerva out of all the witches. She's the most nicest. Emilia, of course, is the next follow-up, but just throughout the whole series, we've known Emilia to be the bad witch, you know what I mean, as Setella. So it was tough. It was really tough, but I was really hoping for Subaru to finally understand that Emilia is Setella. And it kind of happened towards the end of the encounter when he was leaving the witch's party back into the real world to where the trial was. And instead of Emilia telling Subaru to save her, she did tell Subaru to kill her. But you know, we know Subaru loves Emilia, and finally, when he realized that Emilia was Setella, he still recited the message that he's been saying throughout this whole season, throughout this whole series, and that is that I'm going to save you. I just loved it. I loved it so much. It goes to show that no matter what the situation is, Subaru is sincerely all about Emilia, and he really does care for Emilia. He doesn't want the future for Emilia to be this type of evil person anymore. He wants to do everything in his power to help and restore what he feels as though the right future would be for him and her and everybody else. Obviously, still alive in this case. He comes back alive, and honestly, the most shocking part about all of this was that we actually understood two things, okay? The two things was that Roswell is psychotic, most likely a sociopath, and this is just due to him meeting Echidna 400 years ago and being fascinated by the Witch of Greed. She's crazy, he's crazy, and it goes to show because he is the one who sent assassins to the mansion. Now, being the fact that Subaru has no more a suicidal mission or suicidal thoughts in terms of trying to reset things anymore and actually wants to value his life, he goes down and begs on his knees to Roswell in order for him to cancel the assassination. But Roswell is a madman. Roswell generally has lost it. And we also found out as well, sorry, that Garfield is the apostle of greed. Listen, man, this episode was crazy. It was just so much unraveled in this episode. And to be honest, this episode was needed because we actually needed to understand why Roswell was such an evil person. What made Roswell such a mysterious person, in fact. What is going on with the assassins and the mansion? And, like, why does Subaru not value himself enough? Which is why he is always going to kill, which is why he did in the past always kill himself. It was needed. This episode was needed. It was almost like a present wrap. It was almost like everything was wrapped up and they unraveled it. And do you know what I mean? The present was in front of you. And it was like, yeah, this is the reason why. It goes to show that Roswell has been behind the scenes trying to develop Subaru's resolve for wanting to save Emilia, just being directly about Emilia, just as he is for Echidna. And because of him sending assassins to the mansion and trying to give Subaru the situation of you either go for Emilia or you save people in the mansion to help him build that resolve, he's basically trying to make Subaru not direct him towards the future that Subaru wants. And for Subaru, that is him seeing everybody alive at the end of the day when the sun is shining and everyone is happy. Roswell's a madman and it shows, okay? Echidna is still manipulative. She stops Subaru from allowing him to be an acceptance towards the trial. And mainly this episode was towards the ending about how Subaru, although he's come out of the witch's party and although he still has value for himself now a bit more than what he did before in his past lives, he needs to still learn how to rely on his friend. It was just so nice to see Otto be there when he came out of the trial, and as well as when Subaru had been running in the forest and he had buckled and just didn't know what to do anymore. Like, he was at his wit's end, which is exactly what Otto has said to him. Otto even came, and do you know what Otto did? Otto told him, listen, man, let me help you out here, okay? Take a deep breath, okay? I thought, in my personal opinion, something was going to happen in terms of maybe Otto was going to give him a present or some form of, like, magic ability was going to come and whatnot. But the way Otto finessed him, yeah, listen, mate, let me even clap for the guy. Because the right hook he gave Subaru, mate, it stunned him and it made him open his eyes and realize, damn, like, I've actually been a prick towards my friends. Like, it's enough now. Like, stop being that person who feels like they can take everything on their shoulders. Yes, you've got returned by death, but you've also got friends who are also with you that can help. Otto has a carriage. Otto can fly down to the mansion quicker than you can say Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, because he knows the forest as, like, the back of his hand, and he has this divine protection that allows him to know what animals are thinking. Do you know what I mean? Let alone communicate with. So listen, man, episode 13 was so amazing. I loved it. It didn't have loads of action, but it did unravel the mysteries of return by death and the connection between Emilia as well as Satella and Subaru. And obviously just the opening of what friendship should be allowed to do for one who needs help. Next year will be when ReZero re-sparks again, and it will be carried on from episode 13. So yo, if you guys enjoyed this video, let alone podcast on this episode, make sure to leave a like, subscribe if you are new. It's been your boy Roos, or Mr. 36, and I'm out. Peace.